We keep waiting for interest rates to go up. When should we expect that to happen? What should we be doing in the meantime?
Good question, because if you go back to 2009, Wall Street Journal was loaded with articles in the spring of that year saying that inflation and interest rates were going to skyrocket because of the new spending by the Obama administration. Pretty interesting. That never happened. Never did. Interest rates actually went down since then, not up. A month ago, the chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke, said that the Fed wasn't going to raise rates for 2 years. So that gives everybody permission to take baby steps out the yield curve, gradually increase the durations of the bonds to take advantage of the fact that the Fed's not going to raise rates. I think it's always important for people to memorize the formula of how bonds trade relative to interest rate moves. Sounds complicated. It's not. You multiply the change in interest rate times the duration of the bond, and that explains price movement. So here's why I'm telling you this. If you're out there 4 years, duration, many of our portfolios are 4 to 4.5 to 5 year in durations. If you're out there 4 years, interest rates go up 0.5%, your bonds are going to drop 2%. If you're out there 20 years, interest rates go up 0.5%, you're going to drop 10%. That's a problem. So at some point in time, Joel, I would expect that interest rates will go up. But short term, we're getting a free ride here by the Fed. They're telling us flat out the economy's too weak, folks. They're not going to raise rates until 2013. Now, having said that, there are all sorts of things that could cause the Fed to want to raise rates earlier. In spite of their pledge that they're not going to raise rates, there are all sorts of things that could happen that could cause inflation to go up and for rates to go up. So I think it's critically important for investors to hedge their bets, having some money in ultra short-term funds. But my bet is that the yields are going to stay low. People need to tiptoe out the yield curve to get higher rates of return.